morning, audio boo. I just came up with a thought in my mind, mainly from dabbling around with the Nokia N95 that was delivered this morning on trial. I've been playing with it for a little bit. You know, it's okay. I'm not wowed by it. It didn't make me, it didn't make me go, oh God, I want one. I actually felt a little bit sort of, okay, it's got a new form factor, it's got this thing that pops up, it's got this widescreen on it, it's got the social background features on the front and all that. But I don't know, I guess I was just hoping for more in terms of, the video side of things. Right now, Bamuser doesn't look really very good on it. It's completely unusable to record because the screen's upside down when you actually close the lid. Quick is very well integrated on it, so if you wanted a new, if you were upgrading from a Nokia and you were a video blogger, it does Quick very well. I realised this morning that we are slowly moving towards customer UI loyalty, and what I mean by that is getting back on my iPhone, using my iPhone. I don't know, I've built a relationship up with my iPhone now. And I think Apple do that very well. They make their products not just sexy, but they make the UI and the experience one that is familiar. And I'm not saying that the Nokia experience isn't familiar, because I've had Nokias for years, but the thing that changed my viewpoint on Nokias was when I started using the iPhone, because of the way a lot of the heavy lifting behind the scenes is done. That it's a well thought out UI. It's got a long way to go to be to match the background resident ability of Symbian, but I still don't think Symbian got it right. I don't know, it's a tough one. I feel very loyal to the iPhone because of, I don't know, using it over time, the fact that it's familiar, the fact that, I don't feel like I'm going to get into a unexpected battle with it. I know that I can go click, 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 and I'm in a place where I want to be. Whereas phones and some technology, although it's very shiny, shiny, it's very stylistic and has the latest and greatest components in it, if it doesn't allow me to breathe or allow me to do what I want very quickly in a very structured way. I was going to say linear way, but I don't really like linear fashion because I like it. I like to be able to connect stuff into it or make it do something it wasn't supposed to do. I don't get that feeling from the N97 yet. Maybe over time it'll mature a little bit and I'll get used to it. But I've got to be honest with you. Even though the GS, the iPhone GS is a mid-range phone, the fact that it will have video on there is a big deal to me. It's a big deal to me, especially if it's 30 frames a second VGA. I would be very interested to see Quick's or Bamuser's offering on the new iPhone to see where that goes. Video recording and video streaming, now that it has a bit more processor power. I do feel very loyal to my UI. I've never felt that before with a phone, and again, it's quite weird. It's quite weird. I mean, the ideal for me is somewhere between all three: the iPhone, the Pre, and the Nokia. I like the fact that the video on the Nokia with that lens is quite good. I like the fact that my UI on the iPhone is and the touchscreen is incredibly well made. But I also like the idea that on the Palm Pre of the animations and the slickness and the notifications being put on the screen. And this is the perpetual problem that we have as consumers. We have all these different products vying for attention span and eyeballs and ultimately loyalty to their customer base. It's not necessarily about their product, it's about headcount and eyeballs. But first impressions, it's okay. It's okay. It's another version of the Nokia. It's me. I wouldn't buy one. I'll be honest, I wouldn't buy one. But maybe over the next couple of weeks, it will redeem itself. Maybe the new HSPDA chip, the GPS, and all that sort of stuff will make me think, oh no, actually, this could be a good phone to use for a video blog. I don't know. We'll see how it pans out. Coffee time.